This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. At a recent meeting of the St. Jude Collegiate Seminar in Memphis, Arkansas State University students won two major awards in recognition for the fundraising work they do for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. A-State's Up Till Dawn chapter and Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity received an award for the Glow Run they held last year, which raised over $5,000 for St. Jude. Landon Krancer of Rector was honored as recipient of the 2019 Be Like Danny Award. Telling us more about this is Assistant Director in the Leadership Center at Arkansas State, Katie Province, with Landon Krancer. Province tells how long A-State students have been involved with fundraising for St. Jude's in Memphis.
So our involvement with St. Jude at Arkansas State started probably 8 or 9 years ago with a group of students who decided they wanted to get involved and do some fundraising. And so they started it sort of as a fraternity and sorority life initiative. Those students did a letter writing campaign and sent out letters to their family and friends and raised money that way. And then probably 6 or 7 years ago, they decided to turn it into an actual Up Till Dawn. And so we do the actual finale where we stay up all night and celebrate. So we've become an official Up Till Dawn program probably the last 6 or 7 years. And then I've been advising our Up Till Dawn group for about 5 years now. And so we fundraise all year long, starting as soon as the previous year is over. We start for the next year, and we do fundraisers throughout the year, and then we have a great finale in March every year to celebrate what the students have accomplished.
Which is the Up Till Dawn event, is that right?
Okay. Yes.
So let me ask you about how did this, by way of what was it were they looking for a specific nonprofit to be able to, or was there just a specific tie-in to St. Jude? Do you remember when it started?
I'm not really sure when it started exactly what they were looking for, but students across the country have been fundraising for St. Jude on college campuses for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they probably, those students had gotten wind that there were some cool things happening on other campuses and they wanted to take part in that. And we've actually had several of the students that were involved in those initial groups go on and work at St. Jude and intern there. And so I think they just found a really cool cause that they wanted to support, and they brought it here to campus and made it work.
Fantastic. So Landon, tell us a little bit about, before we talk about the award that you received, your thoughts on the work that you've done and the students have done to be able to raise money for St. Jude.
So I think first and foremost, it's incredible to think about the fact that a bunch of college students can get together and raise over $100,000 for the mission of St. Jude. But I think that's exactly what it is. It's the mission of St. Jude, and it resonates with business owners in the community and family and friends. And, you know, it's so much more than just getting involved and raising money. It's the aspect of I'm learning how to interact with people. I'm doing something that's bigger than myself. You know, we past 4 years that I was involved in Leadership Center, all I heard was get involved on campus. And those are the reasons why you get involved on campus. You meet people, you make connections, you learn how to interact with people. It just makes your college experience that much richer, and you get that much more for your money. So,
right. And $100,000 raised this year, but that's not the most, right, Katie?
Right. In 2018, we raised $105,000. So the students are slowly but surely approaching the $500,000 mark total for A-State to have given to St. Jude.
So with that, I mean, tell us a bit, Landon, about the fundraising that would take place over the year to be able to, because that's a lot of money to be able to raise for St. Jude. So kind of tell us about how y'all would do that.
So every year, like at the beginning of the semester, we always table. We try to hike up the interest in the organization. And we have an event called National Recruitment Day, and that's every St. Jude Up Till Dawn chapter across the country. And our goal this year was to get 200 people signed up on those 2 days. And what we do is we sign the students up and we ask them to make a pledge to raise $100. Each student pledges to raise $100 for the kids of St. Jude. We have some people that, you know, they don't raise it, and there's some people who go above and beyond. Our executive director the past 2 years has raised almost $15,000. So, I mean, it's like there's some students who seriously take that mission, and they get excited about it, and they take it to heart. Along with the student fundraisers, we also do side events. We partner up with groups on campus, my fraternity did one, the Glow Run, raised $5,000. There's several other organizations on campus that do. We do No More Cancer Rallies. And basically what that is, we get a group of people together. It could be four, it could be 54, it doesn't matter. We get together and we have a celebration, and it's a fundraising party. That's what it is. We go crazy. I mean, we got music, we have little cowbells. We just literally go absolutely crazy. And it's just like, you know, like a letter writing party, except we're calling, texting, emailing, trying to get people to donate. So that's kind of, it's a grassroots effort. I mean, it's really, you know, you learn a lot, and it's kind of, you know, at first when I started, I was kind of scared of the word no, but then as longer you go along, you just kind of, you're not scared of the word no anymore. It's like, okay, well, next one. So it's fun, it's hard, but it's definitely worth it.
That's Landon Krantzer, also a Katy Province, joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. Katy, your thoughts on when you see the students and what they're doing, and then you see the totals and that they're coming in, and they're hitting the six-figure mark. What is your thought about that?
My initial thought is that it really is hard work. Those students really put in so many hours, so much time, so much effort. But the cool thing to me is to see the students reach their goal, no matter what the goal was. To see them reach it is a really cool moment for us every year. And the last 2 years, we've gotten to, you know, what we thought our goal should be. And so it's been really, really neat to see the students actually reach that and really get to truly celebrate that accomplishment, and really to see them kind of clue in that the mission of St. Jude really is impacted by how much they're raising. That's the moment that I live for every year, is when the students really make that connection with, okay, we reached our goal, but more than that, we reached St. Jude's goal, and that's what they want, and that's what they need to continue their work.
Right. So have there been site visits to St. Jude that some of the students have done?
Yes. So we take our Up Till Dawn executive board every year to tour the hospital and get to see the work that they're doing. And then we take a couple of students every summer to what St. Jude calls the Collegiate Leadership Seminar. And so we just got back last week. We took two students, and they got to tour the hospital and meet executives that work there and meet patient families, nurses, doctors. So they really get to be immersed in the mission of St. Jude and really get to see it firsthand. And so that's really awesome.
Right. And Landon, were you there? Have you been able to go through that?
Yes. I actually got to go to CLS last year as well, and it was an awesome experience. As well as there were, I think we've been two different times. We've taken a charter bus full of students to St. Jude, and we do a No More Cancer Rally at St. Jude. I guess that was, what, like 54 people we took? Mm-hmm. We partnered with the University of Memphis, and 54 people got we call the St. Jude experience, and they got to go on campus, and it really kind of, it culminates when you're at St. Jude and you see the little kids in the red wagons, and it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to actually be there and actually see the impact that all your hard work, you know, it does have a meaning, and it's a very big one.
And what is that experience like when you're able to see it with your own eyes for the first time?
The first time I went to St. Jude, I was in high school, and we went with FCCLA. Mm-hmm. And this little kid walked up to us, and he said, you know, I have a brain tumor. And then he quickly followed up with, and I just found out it's gone today. And so someone told me, and they said, it's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. You have the little, like, the emotional roller coaster. And that really is true. I mean, to see a little kid walk up to you and say, I have a brain tumor, it's like, wow, like, things that I complain about, like, these are extremely small. You know, and then for them to say, but I found out today it's gone and I'm cancer free. And that is, if I've ever raised a penny, like, that's for the times that, you know, it made it all worth it, you know. So it's a powerful experience.
Right. And for the work that you've done, Landon, you just received an award. So congratulations on that, the 2019 Be Like Danny Award. And so tell us about that.
Well, I was completely shocked. I never do things looking for recognition. So I think that was like, it was nice to be recognized. But, you know, there are so many people who put their time and their effort and Katie and Maria and, you know, Dr. Danfus helps out. It really is, you know, the, like I said, the lessons I've learned, the people I've met throughout my time and up till dawn and my work with St. Jude are amazing and incredible. And I'm moving to Little Rock in August, and I'll be on the golf tournament board down there. So it's like, you know, it's after college as well. You know, this is kind of to start to spur that love for St. Jude, and it continues far past when you graduate. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's kind of your lifetime cause in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you
know, kind of in
exactly.
A way. Now that award, Be Like Danny, is an award that recognizes a student that mirrors Danny Thomas's vision and leadership, and of course selected from student fundraisers across the country. That's a very, very big honor, isn't it, Katie?
Absolutely, and there's no one more deserving than Landon. He has put in so much time, so much energy, probably some sleepless nights worrying about whether we were going to meet goals or do what we needed to do, but he has definitely embodied Danny Thomas's vision and what he believed in and what he tried to accomplish at St. Jude. And so I think that Landon really mirrors that, and he's been a really great leader on our campus the last 4 years.
When we talk about the Up Till Dawn event, and for people who've not been to Up Till Dawn, kind of tell us a little bit about that and what that embodies. You said that's kind of the culmination of all the work that's been done throughout the year. Is that right?
Yes.
Kind of tell us about that.
Up Till Dawn is on a Friday night in March each year, usually the first or second Friday night. And we host it in the Red Wolf Center here on campus. And it really is a celebration of what we have worked so hard for all year. It's a time where the students can come and just celebrate and have a great time and learn more about St. Jude if they're really not familiar with it. So we, again, ask the students to pledge $100, and if they reach that $100 goal, then they're admitted into the event, and we set up challenges and games for them to compete in and just be active. And then we also do some mission moments where they really learn about St. Jude. They learn about the work being done there and how they can continue to be involved. We also have free food and great prizes. And so it's just a really fun event to get the students out there learning about St. Jude, but also celebrating the work that they've put in. And then at the end of the night, usually like 3 a.m.-ish, we will reveal our total for the year. And so it's a really exciting moment for all of the students to get to see how much was raised, because they kind of have an idea going in. But, you know, some last-minute money always rolls in. And so it's really fun to see that happen and to see that goal be reached. And it's really fun just to celebrate that moment.
Right. And so, as you say, now you're working on the next one, I guess. So how does that work by way of, do you start right when the fall semester starts by way of just trying to recruit students, and how does that work?
Yes. So we are recruiting as early as now. we have our executive board in place, and they've already started fundraising. They're close to $4,000 already just from May to July. So that's really exciting. And then as soon as school is in session, we will start recruiting students to sign up and fundraise with us, and then we'll start approaching these student organizations and community businesses to be sponsors, to host events, things like that. So we will start, you know, hit the ground running as soon as August.
Right. One of those ways that Arkansas State's kind of making those connections and that really making a difference.
That's right.
Very good. And that's something that you're very proud of too.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, I kind of want to hit on the finale event.
Sure.
This year, past year, was probably my favorite one, and I've been involved in all four of them. I was at every one of them, but this year we had a patient, and actually A-State student. It was her sister. Her name's Abby Blankenship. She's from West Memphis, I believe. Abby is like 11, 12, something like that. She has a very serious form of cancer, and she came and talked to us, and just to like see a 12-year-old that has that big of a battle in front of her, and she was happy. She was playing games with us. She was laughing. Her mom was telling her story and got a little sad. And Abby like hit her mom and was like, "Hey, quit! Like, we're supposed to have fun, you know." Like that, to me, that is the testament of what St. Jude really does. When a child is facing that big of an uphill battle, they, you know, it's not just the cancer that they focus on. It's the whole picture. It's their mental health. Their, you know. Can't be easy for a 12-year-old to stare that battle in the face and yeah. and have that attitude. But, you know, we were going into the event. We were like, I don't know, like $2,000 shy of 100,000. And a group of probably 60, 70 college students raised $2,000 in like 3 hours. I mean, it was, we were auctioning off, I think I auctioned off a little, tiny little Bluetooth speaker to some poor girl for like $80 or something like that. But it was just like, it was like, what can we do? Like, we're going to get there, you know, with, as well as like personal pledges and just, you know, how are we going to get there? And, it truly is a great experience. And if they're, you know, if any student that is coming to campus and they're wanting to get involved in something like this is the, that's, I would say Up Till Dawn is one of the first things you should get involved in.
Fantastic. We appreciate you both coming in and telling us about this. Before we run, anything else you'd like to add, Landon?
I think I'm talked out.
Oh, that's okay. And that's hard to imagine, but you're talked out. Katie, anything else you'd like to add, please?
Just, I think, to echo what Landon said, this is such a great experience, and it's something that any student can do. It doesn't matter if you're in a fraternity or sorority, or if you're an athlete or in the band, or maybe you're not involved in anything. It's a place for anyone and everyone who wants to be involved. We'd love to help you figure out a way to be involved with St. Jude and to help you find your passion if you think that might be it. And really, just a big thank you to Landon. He's done so much for us the last 4 years, and so much for me, and I appreciate him, and I'm so glad he was honored with this award.
Katie Province and Landon Crancer telling us about the Up Till Dawn and other events that take place for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News.